For those of you joining us online, can you hear us, the city of Washington? You can give a thumbs up. Sweet, thank you. All right, I have 6 o'clock p.m. We'll call this regular meeting of the Washington City Council to order. Please rise for the pledge, remove caps and silence cell phones.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, everyone. Sally, would you please call the roll?
Ernest?
Here.
Galt? Moore? Here. Stivers?
Here.
Youngquist? Here.
And we have quorum with 4 of 5 present. Steve let me know ahead of time that he would be absent for this meeting. Do I have a single motion to approve tonight's agenda?
Second.
I'll take Elaine's motion and Millie's second currently. And all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. We have a motion. The first of is the consent agenda, 19 items. We should pull number 19 to approve pending the alcohol beverage division's like approval. But in the meantime, 1 through 18, are there any needs for separate consideration?
Make a motion we approve consent items 1 through 18.
Second. Thank you, Fran, for your motion and Millie for the second to approve 1 through 18. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. Those will be paid. Number 19, Sally passed out the outdoor service. It is pending the ABD's approval. It's private property, so that part doesn't, it's not like they're asking to do this on public property. But Sally went ahead and, I mean, it's due diligence. Anything we need to know, Sally?
They already have the outdoor service privilege. This would just be extending their outdoor service area for one night. They still have to go through the grain shops with all of that, but we also need to consider ourselves. So the top photo is how it is currently, and the bottom photo is the one that's and the music will still be inside.
This is just for one day, is it?
It's just one night. It's for a Jake the Fay concert. They're also doing a concert for WCDC and then the regular concert that evening.
What's the date?
June 8th. Or April 8th, rather.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
So it's a tent?
No, just extended.
It's a fenced area.
Oh, fenced. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Other questions? So again, that motion, if council sees fit, would be to approve pending ABD approval. Thank you, Millie. Thank you, Fran, for the second. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Thank you. Moving forward to special event requests, we have two from Marion Avenue, one for April 17th, one for May 5th. We have Pastor Kane. Is that correct? Are you Reverend? Okay. We have Abe here to answer any questions. Sally did send the April 17th request because we kind of doubled up the May 5th request. Insurance has been turned in that was missing. And I reviewed the map. I didn't have any questions because you are allowing all of the retail businesses still have a row of parking and still have traffic. So no concerns from me. Abe, is there anything you'd like to say?
No, sir. That's basically, we've done the same task.
Which is a great, you bring a lot of people into that area. Questions from council?
I'm gonna make motion accept.
Second.
Thank you, Elaine, for your motion and Isla with the second to approve these event requests. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Thank you for taking the time to join us. Absolutely. We will keep moving to special presentation. That is me. I have two appointments that I'd like your confirmation on, for one for historic preservation, one for the Board of Adjustment. That's Mark Bradley for the Board of Adjustment. You'll see he applied just over a year ago and has been interested, but there is an opening now. On Historic Preservation, we accepted the resignation of Brian Kendall, and this is Craig Pettit from the hospital that has a lot of relevant experience and will be a great addition to that group. I would look for council approval of these mayoral appointments.
Second.
Sweet. Okay, thank you, Millie, for your motion and Fran for the second. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. we will, they'll be on those boards now. Claims, Kelsey.
And then the other question was water distribution. The supplies from the Marshall were actually.
Thank you, Kelsey. Are there any other questions on claims? Thank you, Millie, for the motion and Fran with the second to approve these claims. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Thank you, Kelsey. Presentation from the public. I know we have at least two. What is the order that we have signed up?
Mike Murphy signed up first.
Mike?
Yeah, I'd just start by saying, last week at the soccer park, I assisted an elderly individual trying to make the restroom in the soccer park from the ball field. He went himself. And since he went back to his car, he's too embarrassed to sit back to the soccer field. He just couldn't make the walk. I greatly appreciate the bathroom. It was good. I don't know if you school or who did it, but it was great that we got a restroom. The reason why I'm here is I want to let the old point out the old elephant in the room. Is anyone here aware, Fran, you would be the gentleman that represented Ward 4. Are you aware that Mr. Henson got an easement from Young family and Miller family to put a 19-inch cement culvert in their ground, but failed to get the easement to my folks' farm? And currently, you have something on there. And I don't think any of you folks in my city council or any folks in the wouldn't like it if I came to your house and you stuck something in your yard. But I and without your permission, I mean, I don't understand why this isn't being addressed. The second issue is this. We have property pin. I'm sure you guys know what a property pin is. The pin that goes from one end of the corner of the property to the other corner of the property. We, my folks, have property pins as well. We keep trying to tell you guys that we gave you access to the sewer plant as an easement on that road. And our pins are on the other side of the road. They show our property goes from pin to pin. The pin is on the north side of the road. And today, I pointed out to DeLong, and DeLong said, well, Vernon, when he works for DeLong, said he's going to push it over. He's going to bulldoze it over. He don't care. Well, this is a property pin. So I talked to your attorney today. And he said he was going to have to look into the 1957 agreement. Now, Mr. Henson told me that your attorney already looked at the agreement and said that since he was 57, he was past 20 years old, it was null and void. So my question is, obviously, I don't think there must have been communication if he's going to look up the 57 agreement. But we don't even have to look up the 57 agreement. It's our property then. That should surpass anything. Because you guys don't own it. You guys don't own that road because you don't have a deed to that road. We have a deed with measurements from one pin to another, and it's in the middle of your Buchanan Street. So you guys can't continue, or I would think you wouldn't continue building the street till you figure out that you're building on our property, just like you put a tube on our property, basically giving us the middle finger, telling us we can do whatever we want. And the problem here is my folks have no representation. You guys have a 2-mile boundary around, which Fran is in their district, but Fran can't talk to them. My county supervisor can't deal with city property. So how do you go about this? Because we're not getting any representation. It took 9 months of me to stand here and say—
That concludes your time, Mike.
I'll finish it up. I just want to say it took 9 months for me to stand here and talk about that boulevard and how nobody wanted it. And it took one day for Mr. Hinkle to actually go to the people and ask the people. And he found out nobody wanted it. You know, I think we need to have some representation there. And I don't know what you're going to do with this pin, but we have a property pin that you guys need to address.
Thank you, Mike. Sally, has anyone signed up next?
Yes.
Hi, Julie.
Hi.
Julie had sent me some information about Parkinson's Awareness Month and a proclamation that was too late to put on the agenda, but I invited Julie to speak during our public presentation time and share a bit, and then we will post that information about Parkinson's awareness. I have it in my email.
Okay.
But go ahead, the floor is yours. I do run a timer because I'm strict.
Very brief. Actually, if you don't know, my husband Brian has had Parkinson's for 13 years and passed away April 1st of last year as from complications of Parkinson's. And I've been very active with the Parkinson's Foundation. I've taken training to be an aware and care ambassador, which basically is to help train Parkinson's people and to become aware of what kind of things they need to know in the hospital, and also train to go in and do some in-services with doctors and nurses who can't really keep up with the disease because it is so individual and fast changing. And every month in April, I try to get the word out about Parkinson's. In the Washington County Hospital demographic area, there are 92 people identified with Parkinson's disease. And there is the 14th leading cause of death in the United States. And there are over approximately 1 million people in the U.S. with it, and it will rise to about 1.2 million by 2030. So everything we can do to raise awareness and help people to learn how to live, it is not a death sentence, but it is a life sentence. We have Dr. Roxane Laxey at the Washington Community Y, and just trying to do some things with the paper and the radio just to raise awareness. And I just wanted you to be aware of that, and that evening it will be this proclamation for you to do with whatever you want. It's from a set of materials that I get from the Parkinson's Foundation.
It has good information. I'll pass that on to council, and I'll point out that Julie is a former educator of mine and still,
yes, I did a good job.
Still educated. Thanks, Julie.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. Sally, is there anyone else that signed up to speak to council?
No.
Is there anyone else from the public that would like to address council at this time? Bill.
I noticed.
Would you still introduce yourself just for anyone that doesn't know?
I'm still Bill Monroe. I still live at 124 West State. Item number three in our new business is a recommendation from the Planning Commission. I have no issue with that. At the last Planning and Zoning Commission meeting, where we talked about the minutes from the previous meeting, which made a recommendation. The council, which I've not seen yet, I missed it, been in all meetings. But the recommendation was that going forward, that all agreements between the city and developers for residential development, we have a clause in there that permits any builder to build on the developers. Can't do anything, just the developer. And I don't know if that's already happened or that's. And I just wanted to bring that to the Constitution.
Thank you for that, Bill. I appreciate it. Is there anyone else that would like to address council at this time? Seeing none, we will move out of the presentation from the public portion of tonight's meeting and do our new business. The first item is a public hearing on the status of funded activities for the City of Washington with the CDBG Housing Rehab Program. We have Paula Mitchell joining us virtually. So the public hearing for this is now open. Paula, I do have those required for the hearing things to note. Are you going to note those this evening or would you like me to?
I will.
I am not hearing you here. You're unmuted, but... let me try one thing on our computer.
Okay.
So, select speakers. I don't know. Either way. Go ahead and try again, Paula.
Can you hear me now?
That'll work for these purposes. I'm using an auxiliary speaker, but I believe it will be sufficient.
Okay. I'll try to project. Paula Mitchell with East Central Iowa Council of Governments. And as the mayor noted, this is a public hearing to consider the status of funded activities for the Housing Rehabilitation Program for Washington, Iowa. It's a requirement of the CDBG program that this public hearing be held approximately halfway through the program, which is getting pretty close. So I'm going to go over the required points, and it will seem a lot like I'm reading, but that's because there are specific points that we're required to cover. So with that, as required for this hearing, it is noted that a CDBG housing contract in the amount of $234,994 was awarded to the City of Washington from the Iowa Economic Development Authority, or IEDA, with a release of funds issued on December 28th of 2020. And for a summary of the expenditures to date through March of 2022, a total of $53,232 has been invoiced to the city. And of that, $32,870 was for construction and $20,362 was for grant administration and technical services. Construction items under this grant included, but were not limited to, the replacement of roofs, gutters, siding, windows, doors, and steps, as well as lead hazard reduction items, which are a requirement of the funding source. For a general description of remaining work, to date, two properties have been rehabilitated and completed. Two properties are currently under construction, and two properties have recently received bids. It's expected that those properties that received bids will have contracts signed in approximately the next 30 days. And a completion date is expected for those properties on or about July 15th, 2022. That's when we would expect that most of the grant activities will be wrapping up. For a general description of changes made to the project budget, performance targets, activity schedules, project scope, location, objectives, or beneficiaries, no significant changes or amendments have been made at this time, and we don't anticipate any at this time.
Thank you. Paula, for due diligence and everyone's information, that information is available in the packet. And I'll just mention as well that we really appreciate working with EZCOG and taking city money and then pairing it with your funds in order to leverage. For instance, we had a contribution, I think, of $53,000 that netted. There's a lot of return on investment with our work with EZCOG, and we appreciate that relationship.
We appreciate working with the city as well.
At this time, unless there's any other public hearing comments, I believe we can close the public hearing regarding our CDBG activities. Thank you, Millie. Second. And thank you, Elaine, for the motion to close the public hearing. Sally, please call that roll.
Ernest?
Yes.
Moore?
Yes.
Steiner?
Yes.
Youngquist?
Yes.
And that public hearing is now closed. Thank you, Paula, for joining us.
Thank you.
We'll work on that other issue later. Four other items under new business. The next of which is a consideration of a resolution approving amendment number one to the IRE treatment agreement. We have Ron, the boss at IRE, with us to answer. What's your title, Ron? CEO?
Chief Operating Officer.
Perfect. Ron is with us to answer any questions council might have. Deanna gave me a rundown earlier. Would you just kind of refresh council on that?
They just wanted some levels adjusted. So the engineering company did the testing, did the research, and it was fine. So we're just updating their treatment agreement with those new levels.
Council, any questions on the proposed amendment? In due diligence, in there it has monthly reports that come from IRE. As we are looking at our development agreements for more teeth, I asked if there was any concern there, and I'm told that the reporting is great. We get the information that we need every month, and that we should not be concerned, and thank you for that.
I make a motion to adopt the resolution number one to the treatment agreement with IRE.
That's perfect. Thank you, Elaine. Do I have a second? I think Millie just snagged it. So the motion from Elaine, second from Millie. A roll call vote. Sally, please call the roll.
Moore?
Yes.
Steiner?
Yes.
Youngquist?
Yes.
Ernest?
Yes. And that amendment is approved. And thank you for joining us, Ron.
Thank you. Thanks.
Our next item of business is a resolution that would accept the major site plan for EBD, recommended by PNZ. We also have Dave and and Paul joining us to answer any questions. I'll point out that we enjoyed a tour of engineered building design with Sally and Deanna, with Debbie Durham visited, and Dave spoke about this addition. It's also gone through P&Z. There's a site plan for drainage that's been a big focus of P&Z, and it is recommended for approval. Before we do that, Dave or Paul, is there anything you'd like to say about your project? Congratulations or best wishes on your continued efficiencies. Yeah. Council, are there any questions on this site plan for Paul or Dave or?
We make a motion to approve the resolution approving major site plan for EBD leasing as recommended by BPD.
Thank you, Fran. And thank you, Isla, for getting in the minutes. I mean, you were in the
minutes. Yeah.
Of course. So I have a motion, I have a second for the resolution accepting the site plan. Sally, please call that roll.
Stivers?
Yes.
Youngquist?
Yes.
Ernest?
Yes.
Moore?
Yes.
And that is accepted. And thank you for joining us tonight as well.
Thank you.
Yeah. Our next item of consideration is a tractor bid for the wastewater treatment plant budgeted for fiscal 23. Jason has joined us. If there's any questions, my notes have that the recommended bid is coming from Morning Sun for the Massey Ferguson, and this is a budgeted item. Jason, anything you'd like to add?
No, I didn't have any questions.
You feel comfortable with Massey Ferguson?
Yeah, we went and they actually have the one that did. They have one there. Yeah. And so, and I'm familiar with the other one. So, yeah, it's very, they're all very competitive.
Yeah. Thank you, Fran. Other questions?
Was this how much was budgeted? Does this cover the?
Yeah, it's $62,000.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So we're under budget.
Yeah.
We like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good. I make a motion that we approve the Morning Sun Farm implement Massey Ferguson bid of $48,275.
Thank you. Thank you, Elaine, for the motion. And we're going to go with Millie for the second. Simple motion. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Thank you, Jason. Our next item for consideration is the second reading of an ordinance repealing ordinance 1105. Council will recall we discussed this. Council will recall that we discussed this at our last meeting, that this was done and needs to be corrected. I recommend approval of the second reading.
I make a motion to approve the second reading.
Thank you, Fran.
Oh, no.
And Isla, Isla's there with the second.
Yes.
Gentlemen, if you don't mind. Yeah. Sally, would you please call the roll on the second reading?
Youngquist?
Yes.
Ernest?
Yes.
Moore?
Yes.
Stivers?
Yes. And that will move to a third reading at our next meeting. No, the technology tonight has been rough.
Oops.
That concludes our regular business. We'll move to department reports. Chief, do you have anything for our attention?
The guys have been busy. We've had several disorderly conduct, civil disputes, animal complaints, assaults, burglaries. Hell Spring was starting to do get here a little bit in March with only one letter we had. Did send out a disorderly house notice to a landlord last week after the six trips and left and three to the same location. I did speak with them this afternoon, and as has been the case with most of these, they were very receptive to our warning on disorderly house, and we're going to take the action to move the tenants on. So that that's helpful when we have that cooperation.
Awesome.
So council is aware Officer Hansen has accepted a position with the sheriff's office. So if you saw over the weekend on our social media, we are advertising for to fill his spot as a patrol officer. His last day with us will be the 29th of April. And Last week, the parking and the street regulations committee met and had quite a list of areas of concern. We'll get some things wrapped up and hopefully in another month or so, bring it you guys to a workshop to address this.
Perfect. Thank you, Chief. Kevin, do you have anything for us? Deanna.
I don't have anything more than what's in the report.
And I think let's just continue our once around in that direction. Elaine, do you have anything for us this evening?
I don't. I'm just excited about going over the parking and going through that. And I have quite a few complaints about parking this past week, so excited to get that.
Well, you have an outlet.
Well, I do. We're actually working on it, so it's great. Exciting.
Happy to hear it. Thanks, Elaine. Fran, do you have anything for us?
Clarification, which Officer Hanson were we talking about, Chief?
Officer Ethan.
Ethan, okay. Not Lieutenant Hanson. How is Lieutenant Hanson doing? Good? The only thing I got is baseball season has started officially. We did it in the ice, rain, Sunday, but we're good there. And then Friday morning at 6 a.m., I go underneath the knife for implants.
We will think of you and wish you well for your procedure. And I know you're going to be busy.
Well, not for 3 weeks.
No, fair enough. Well, speedy recovery. Thank you, Fran. Isla, do you have anything for us?
No, I don't believe so.
I would just mention that as planned, the Escuchame Voice request that has been before council and people have been invited to get information from, I will put on the agenda for April the 15th. I will also inform them of how the meeting will run that evening. So we have all due diligence on all parts.
Sandy and I, Millie and I are meeting with them next Tuesday.
Yes. Perfect.
We'll have a report later.
Very good. Thank you. No.
We are continuing to make progress on the Great Places application. Thanks to Sally, and he's doing a lot of the work on writing the application. We're waiting for some feedback from the IDCA. And we've got letters of support, and we're going to hopefully work on getting a video done and to submit all that by May 2nd. I don't have anything else other than that.
I will share that the IDCA board meeting was here, as mentioned to council, and it went tremendously well. It was a hybrid meeting, including a tour of town. So John Berg was one of the guests that came to that meeting, and he runs that program. And we had about an hour and 10 minute tour around town, and they had not visited before. So it was a really nice meeting.
Is that the same day that?
I don't remember. The 29th from 10 to 12.
Okay. Is that the same date that
it was Debbie Tuesday Durham? The 29th. Nope, that was Debbie Durham. It was Tuesday the 22nd.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay. Well, good. I'm glad that.
It was nice.
We got to see the town.
Yeah. I would look for a motion to adjourn unless you had anything else.
I do have something else about, well, this is about a yard at South 14, Thomas.
So not for a public meeting, but
yeah,
just to be passed on later.
Okay. I guess I make the motion to adjourn. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Millie, for your motion. That's Fran with the second to adjourn tonight's meeting. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. We are adjourned.